Derek Laxall joins us. Mr. Laxall, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Jason. How are you today?
Good. Do you guys, now I saw the players had a very, you know, great celebration with Christian Pelsa's jersey on the ice. Do you allow the guys to really enjoy this moment? Did you guys have any sort of team thing in the room privately? It's like, this is still a major accomplishment.
Not really, Jason. You know what? Our kids are pretty focused, and they know what the prize is at the end of the competition here, and obviously that's winning the Western Hockey League Championship. But you know what? They take it hand in hand. They understand that winning the Eastern Conference is pretty special, and it gives you the right to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals. And yeah, our kids were really excited. They earned it, and they deserved it, and we're very proud of them. It's for the group of kids that we had at the start of the year, and you look at the growth that we've gone through, and our motto with build, you know, our kids have built a lot, and they've really done a great job of, getting to the Eastern Conference Championship and obviously getting to the finals, and they really deserved it.
You are now up against Portland, a team that you know very well in the playoffs, but unfortunately due to the schedule, and you only see them once a year in the regular season. I know you watch a lot of film, I'm sure. How much of an advantage do you think it is that Leipzig is out for game one, Derek? And do you look and say, man, this is a game we've really got to take because it's a big advantage not having one of their best players?
Well, you know what? We're not going to harp on it too much. He's out of the lineup for the first game, and they've got a great supporting cast. They've got plenty of firepower not to worry about Leipzig. And our focus is going to be on the way we play and focus on our game. Like, we're not going to change our game too much. We're just going to try and sharpen it up a little bit and get better execution. We really like our team, and we really like the way we play, and we feel very confident with the group of kids that we have. And if Leipzig's in the lineup in game two or not in game one, our goal is to go in there and try and get game one. And if we can win game one and he plays in game two, then that climb's going to be a little bit tougher. But we like our group. We're pretty confident with them again, and we're going to focus on the way we play and try and get Portland to focus on us a little bit.
Laxie, obviously you don't want to change too much, but what is the greatest strength of this Winterhawks team and the things that you have to respect about them?
Well, the biggest thing the Winterhawks is their transition game is just incredible. Their three-quarter transition, their breakout off their D-zone coverage. They don't spend a lot of time in the D-zone. They defend fast is the word you're looking for, and that's going to be the key for us. We've got to force them to defend, spend some more time in the D-zone, and wear them down a little bit. But they like the goal. They'll cheat a little bit, and obviously if we can play solid defensively, which I feel is a strong point of our hockey club, and we've got to make sure that everybody buys in defensively. And puck management is going to be huge against a team like that. But you know, we can use that to our advantage. If we can frustrate them a little bit with some solid goaltending, great defense, and solid special teams, it'll be a good chance for us.
Derek Laxall, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. You guys fly now in the Western Hockey League final. Derek, you've been a part of it the last few years, and I know that you'll fly out there on your own flight, but you guys share the plane on the way back. How is that awkward at all?
Yeah, you know what? The kids are very professional. Like, all these kids know each other. Obviously, Griffin, Curtis, Noel, Patan, and Lear from the World Junior team. And our kids are pretty professional. They go about their business, and Portland will go about their business, and I'm sure they're pretty appreciative that we don't have to jump on a bus and travel 14 to 20 hours to play a game and then come all the way back to Edmonton. So they take it in stride. I know as a coach, I'm very appreciative that we're allowed to fly, but there's nothing really going on. This is the third year we've done it, and maybe the hostility will get a little higher this year.
Now, how does it work on who sits at the back of the plane?
You know what? It's just it's funny because usually I think the home team sits at the back and the visiting team sits up front, so they unload first, and then the home team goes off and just kind of try to keep the kids away from each other. But they usually unload at two ends of the plane there and jump on their bus, and equipment's handled and we're off our way. It runs pretty smooth. The biggest challenge for both teams is going through customs and getting all the paperwork done and, you know, trying to get off that plane at a decent time at night to get a good night's sleep for the kids.
Lexi, what have you guys been doing over this little break here? Have you been trying to keep the practice tempo as high as possible and stay at a high level, or has this been more about rest?
You know what? We had Sunday and Monday off, and obviously when you play a hard series like Medicine Hat, we wanted to give a little bit of time for the kids to recoup. And today we jumped on the ice and we worked on some system work that we're trying to implement into our game and take a little bit more of a detailed structure to what we do. And tomorrow will be a special team game. And when you get to this point here, obviously you don't want to tax the kids too hard in the practice because that's the last thing they want to do. They're focused on playing the game, and you know, we don't want to kill their spirit in practice, but we have to practice at a certain level to make sure that we're ready for for the game one.
Derek Laxdal, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. Derek, you've been here before. A lot of your players, I think each team has six or seven guys who have been now. This will be their third game or third series in the Western Final. The rubber match, essentially, between these two organizations. Home ice advantage was a big factor in the first year you won in Game 7. You lost last year in six games. How much stock do you put into home ice in this series?
Well, you know what? If you look at the series over the last 2 years, we've won three games in Portland. So last year we got Game 1 right off the hop, and we want to go in there and try and win Game 1. And if we get a chance to win Game 2, that'd be great. And then obviously take home ice away from Portland. But both teams are very good on the road. Both teams are very good at home. So it'll be an interesting series. But for us, you know, we're pretty familiar playing in Portland. It's not new to us. We understand that the Moda Center will have 11,000 people in there. It'll be crazy. And for the kids that were a part of it last year and the year before, they can reflect on their experiences and help out some of the younger kids. And some of our younger kids, like Brett Pollock and Dyson Mayo, were a part of that last year but didn't play. So it'll be a chance for us to go back to a place that we're familiar with, and it's not going to really threaten us the way we play.
When you look at your team now, and as you go deeper into the playoffs, Derek, do you coach different in different situations because it seems like they're more important?
Well, the one thing that we've done this year that we don't do a lot in the regular season, that we've matched the forward lines pretty hard, especially against some of the team's top lines. And Curtis Lazar and Eddie Cole have done a great job. We're usually matching the back end to make sure we got the right pairing against the top end. But we really feel we don't want the other team to control the game. And obviously with Portland with three offensive lines, it'll be interesting to see what they match up coming out in their first home game. So we want to try and get everybody in the series right off the hop. And the big thing for us will be the manager back in and get Griffin Reinhardt out, get Ashton Sautner out, get Dyson Mayo, get Cody Corbett out against their big guys. And then, you know, with the addition of Blake Orban, really helps our back end and gives Steve a little bit more of a wide array of defensemen he can throw out there, especially when guys take penalties or guys get taxed a little bit with their shifts. But Portland runs four defensemen very hard. So for our game plan is going to be to get pucks in deep and make sure we get some hits on them. And obviously, we will try and match a little bit at home, but we're on the road there. We're going to try and make sure we get the right guys on the ice at the right time.
When do you fly out?
We fly out Thursday at 12:30 and in the afternoon, so it'll be nice to get in there. And kids can acclimate a little bit to the Portland weather, which is supposed to be nice, and get a chance to walk around downtown and just kind of just get ready, just enjoy the experience and get ready for the final.
Well, Derek, enjoy it, and best of luck. Hopefully you guys are going to your second Memorial Cup in the last 3 years.
Well, I appreciate the time, guys. Have a great day.